Welcome to another ATG update. Knees over toes guy, ATG mentor Keegan Smith. What's up, brother? We just did a short podcast on short range. So that was a definitions podcast. We want to make it simple for you. We tried in 10 minutes. It was probably 15 minutes. I don't know.
That was 10. It was good.
Oh, boom. Awesome. So we tried to define short range in 10 minutes, but now we're just going to go over ATG updates. So we keep it separate. So Keegan, what's going on in your world? I know you've got a whole new simplified, effective system going in for the levels for coaches. Tell us about the coaching levels.
Yeah, so I just introduced that to the coaches sort of over the last 24 hours, and the feedback has been really, really positive. Everyone can see, I think one of our concerns when we started to think about endorsing coaches that we didn't want to have coaches who didn't use the system. But what we've seen is that the coaches who come into our network, they love the system already. They've been training it for a while. Like they're already sold on it, and they're going to train it for the rest of their lives, whether we endorse
them or not. They don't need a 2-year. We thought it would be like a 2-year runway, but most people already at the level of wanting to be a coach already are have really good form and are already getting results for people. So we want to learn from CrossFit, but we also don't want a weekend certification. You know what I mean? So what'd you come up with for level one, level two, level three? We are going to model after CrossFit, just three levels, not my previous like 75 levels, you know, so.
Yeah. So the level one is a 3-month kind of minimum buy-in, and you are required to have good form on the exercises via the video submissions in the same system that we've been using, as well as the multiple choice testing that we've been using as well. So that really brings it back to anyone can be an ATG coach. A level one coach is something that's really achievable for a coach. You still also have to get a client to that level as well. So it is really for coaches. It's not for someone who doesn't coach or isn't planning to coach. It's really truly designed for coaches, but that's what we're looking for.
The focus is on form. So like my mom, if she wanted, she could become a coach, because if she can really nail those forms and help other people achieve those forms, well, it doesn't matter that she's a 67-year-old lady. She could still be a great coach, right? So I think that's the idea, is that level one centers on form. And then what is level two shift to?
Yeah. So level two, there's a couple of different ways that you can get to level two. So we've made it like you need to achieve at least two out of the four things here in the list. So one is to achieve really elite physical standards. So we do still, you know, believe in the power of doing. If someone does get to the point of, you know, being able to rep out those cheetah Nordics and they're throwing down all sorts of dunks, then that does count for something in our system. So the elite physical standards is one path to get into level two.
Yeah. I mean, we're not trying to create an organization where everyone gets, you know, fourth place trophies. You know, it's everyone can be a level one coach. Everyone can be a life-changing coach. However, it does have to signify if you're a level two, you know, you've had some more achievement yourself, because there is something to be said for experiencing that. You know what I mean? Like if you wanted to be the best marathon coach and you could run with excellent form and help people run with good form, that would be awesome. But if you had crushed marathons with excellent times, there's a certain experience factor, you know what I mean, that just comes with it. But I don't think that necessarily means dunks. I think we have a variety for the body that, like, I think someone could still reasonably be in their 40s and beyond, you know, and probably still achieve enough of that, right? Because, I mean, it's pretty balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. There are a lot of guys in our community who are, you know, my age and older that are getting their Nordics and they're getting their heavy, you know.
And you don't have to have like every single one. So like, as you get older, there's certain advantages of certain strength levels you'll be able to have, I think, you know, so I think it balances itself out. And we have male and female numbers, correct?
Yep. And then the other ways there with the level two are to present to the community and share a case study or share a new take on the ATG system, which we've had that as part of the system. Since the beginning, we've had some phenomenal presentations from coaches about how they're applying it, how it's changed the way they're coaching. So we're going to continue with that. And that really encourages, you know, coaches to bring new knowledge to the other coaches and to connect with each other and share the wisdom. So that's part of the,
right. Like someone could be, so, you know, if someone was 70, but they were a, you know, a wrestling coach and they started using this to help wrestlers achieve, you know, gold medals and, or, you know, prevent certain injuries or something like that. So really, really anyone could still be a level two, but they would have to get, they would have to go more from the form to some degrees of personal or coaching achievements.
Yep.
Form, yep. Achievement.
Yep.
Okay, good. And also, I want to make sure we give credit where it's due, because I know you worked, because you came up with this, not me. I would have come up with, you know, like a 20 level system, and, you know, you came up with this with Franz, correct? Did he help you with this?
Yeah, we've been going through this, and we've been going back and forward, you know, with yourself his and name, some of the other
his
members.
His name is too long. I'm not going to be able to credit him correctly. So maybe you can tell people where to find Franz.
His Strange of Motion is his handle,
Strange
actually.
Strange of Motion?
Okay. Yeah, he's a very creative guy.
Brilliant guy.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we've been working together on this. We also got the interning within that. So if you go and intern with one of the top coaches and you get his tick of approval, then that's also part of the process for the level two. So yeah, that's, I think gives people a good opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's pretty big, getting to experience it in the flesh. You know, that's where you and I had the best, you know, that's where we had the best breakthroughs, is when we worked together, and we're fortunate enough to be in close touch, and we've been able to keep making breakthroughs. But there's no doubt that the time that we got to spend in person was invaluable.
100%. Yeah. And I think, like, coaches were saying straight away, like, yeah, I'm really excited about that. Like, you know, who are the guys I'm going to be able to intern with? And then other guys were asking, you know, am I going to be one of those guys that can have interns, you know, like Graham Tuttle and Ben Clairfield and some of these coaches who've been with us, you know, for a while, and were already, you know, achieving results before working with us, and have now, you know, become really important members of the community and are giving us feedback and developing things. Like, these guys are going to be our level three coaches. So this is kind of an invitation, by invitation, coaches who've had elite results and really, you know, buy into the community. They want to add value to the coaching community, to the ATG program overall. So yeah, this is kind
so
of
really the, circling back to contribution at that level. You know, they're a leading coach. They're going to have people interning with them. So you go from form to achievement, and then bridging towards actually contributing to ATG. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah. That's the plan. And I introduced that to the coaches today. We had a bit of discussion around it, and then, you know, they were meeting each other and sharing their different, you know, success stories and how it's impacted them. And there was a few coaches that just joined, like, today or yesterday, that were just, you know, straight on their first call, and they were hearing from the other coaches who've been with us for a while. And it was great. You know, Graham Tuttle just launched a new online program that he's got, like, 57 people have jumped on his program. So for new coaches to hear, like, yeah, I was not really sure where I was going and didn't have much of a following. Now he's got like 35,000 followers. And
blown up on social media and making amazing content. And just the positivity coming out of these channels is huge too, because I feel like the negativity comes when we're not getting results, you know, and so we're just frustrated, you know, like, we've all been there when we're not getting results, and that's frustrating. But when you're getting results, really nothing can get to you. You know what I mean? It's just like, and you're going to keep putting out things to getting results rather than putting out content to bash other people's content. You know what I mean? So, and that kind of content seems to grow more anyways, actually, is putting out helpful stuff. So I've been loving seeing, you know, so many of the guys in the last year have just, like, taken leaps and bounds. The level of clients they're training in person, as you said, you know, online. And then what all that is leading to is we have a ton now wanting to make ATG gyms. So what I can break down for people, the first thing to understand is that you could have any kind of gym, and you could call it whatever you want, and you could be a CrossFit gym, and you could still run some ATG classes. And what that basically means is that you're getting sled setups, and that you're getting in necessary tools and abilities to correct modern human deficiencies. So it doesn't matter, you know, what your gym is, you can easily run ATG classes. Now, a lot of people want the gyms to be called ATG gyms, and that's totally fine too. And we've been doing all our, you know, legal work on that, so everything can be legit with that. So what this is leading me to is I've been building up this big social media following over time. And every day, you know, people are asking where they can find an ATG coach or an ATG gym. People are dying for this. I mean, not just every day. I mean, 10 plus times a day. Man, I wish there was a gym like that near me. I wish there was a coach like that near me. And so it's going to be very easy to create advertisements on, you know, across social media platforms. I've been testing with a very low amount of money, just like really testing like Instagram, Facebook. I finally got an ad onto YouTube yesterday, just really testing these things to see like, you know, where are the most interested people. And meanwhile, we have three web developers now, very close to being done with the custom ATG app, which has been, you know, in the works for a couple of years. It's going to be, it's just going to be a breath of fresh air for anyone who's ever done ATG. It'll make the coaching of coaches even easier. And it's also going to make it really easy. Then you can just go to the app store, get the ATG app. And so with all that web work, we're just going to coincide it to release. He's making the lead web guy is making a public search, really smooth public search for coaches and gyms. So you could quickly find out who's near me. Is it a personal trainer? Do they have an ATG gym? Do they have another kind of gym that they run ATG classes? What time are those classes? What's the pricing? You know what I mean? Just boom, 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 find that out. Because then I can be running an ad that rather than everyone trying to be worrying about advertising, if you know, one ad can really generate and help promote everyone. You see what I mean? So we can, absolutely, we can do it as a group resource. I plan to have the finances fully public within our group, meaning people will know like, okay, based on what comes in, how much then gets repurposed onto the ad, like full, you know, I've always been, you know, beyond probably too transparent, you know, about how I run my business and things like that. And so that's kind of my vision, is that we can use, you know, we've built up this whole community and we can use it to the point that I think we can easily have a coach or gym getting more referrals off the advertising than their membership even costs. You see what I mean? So like your $100 a month membership for coaches, I don't plan to make it much more for an entire gym. And I think the benefit of that is that if you grow and expand your gym and you have more coaches, that could potentially, like, you could be paying, you know, that could create some kind of a savings. But what we know for starters is we've got basically 50 a month, you know, is what our app is going to be, and 100 a month for coaches. And I know I can knock it out of the park that for that 100 a month, a coach will be getting way more than 100 a month in referrals. You see what I mean? From being a part of the crew, not to mention all the other stuff you're doing. So you're designing the education, you're having calls, anyone who's opening a gym, we're creating a full checklist, like from start to finish. We're creating a spreadsheet so that you can plug in. Are you going to be doing personal groups? What, you know what I mean? What's like, so you can plug in and really plan out how much money you want to make, all the way down to the equipment. You've seen I've been working on equipment innovations to actually make the equipment better, cheaper, more accessible. And so I think on our last podcast, I was talking about how I was going to make an ATG LA. I'm back in LA and I am making an ATG out of the back of my Jeep. So I'm going to be using the Torque M1 sled on this gorgeous hill at Griffith Park Observatory. I've already got my slant boards. I have portable back extensions arriving this week. And I'm going to be really trying to, I'm going to really try to polish and see, you know, what I'm going to be figuring out would help a garage gym owner, because you could just pull your Torque sled out to the sidewalk. It's unbelievable. Boom, right out, you know, you could just have your garage. The toughest thing is the turf area and the sleds, right? So I was super stoked to have a gym here. I did end up getting the lease, but I realized if I dive in and figure out how to be getting people life-changing workouts from the back of my Jeep, that's going to help, you know, everyone on up the chain. You know what I mean? So that's, I have my first guest tomorrow, David Weck, creator of the Bozu Ball. Love that guy. Super positive guy. So he's coming to train with me tomorrow out of the back of my Jeep. So it's going to be fun as heck. The content's going to be insane. Ben Clairfield has already scheduled a visit to come train with me. Some celebrities have already started scheduling, you know, to come train with me. So I think that's going to be my thing for the next year, is going backwards up that hill, dragging a tank sled is what my next year looks like.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. David Weck is like an innovator, and, you know, he's going after it. He's not scared. You know, I love that. And a lot of guys who like ATG are also kind of looking at the different opportunities and the different options. And some of the guys have done a ton of work with his system as well, like with the ropes and all that sort of stuff. So yeah, that'll be fun. I'm sure that'll be fun tomorrow. And it's cool to see you collaborating and not trying to compete with, you know, Mike Matthews and Mark Bell and all these guys. Yeah. Like, it's such a good thing. And yeah, it's the way it should be.
at the end of the day, that's where we want ATG to be. We want it to be a community where we help people, not where we dictate what their fitness goal is or tell them what they can or can't do or what they have to believe. You can be any kind of gym, you can run ATG. You can be any kind of athlete, run ATG. You can be a competitor, you know what I mean, in the field and still improve your systems by using, you know, by seeing what's useful for you, you know, within ATG, within your system. You know, that like that's our role in the system is just providing, you know, helpful things. But to do that, we have to be a pretty incredible, you know, organization. So that's, you know, that's where you and I are always, you know, behind the scenes trying to create this organization.
Yeah, the garage gym side of it is something I'm super excited about as well. Like, it's cool for people that want to, you know, that already have big gyms or that want to, you know, want to have that big facility. And I love gyms like that, but I also have had some of the best training sessions of my life out of garages. You know, I had garage gyms from when I was about 16 years old. And, you know, I love that style of training. And you can have a beautiful gym and very high quality training in a well set out garage. And some of our guys already have that. You know, Jason Lane has a beautiful gym, you know, in Silicon Valley there, like San Jose. I think that's tight. It's super accessible then, you know, and I think that's how we're going to get this out of having, you know, literally thousands and thousands of gyms. If you've got a good setup in your garage and you're educated, then, you know, I would love to see that, you know, that's something that we can support as well as a kind of an ATG garage setup.
Yeah. And so that's basically what I'm going to be, you know, really polishing is the most minimalistic to still get professional ATG results for people to still be able to follow the program without having to get less results. And it's a very profitable way to start. So if you're a beginner, it allows you to like get some time figuring out as a coach, do I like training individuals? Do I like training groups? Do I like training two at a time, three at a time? Do I like, it just gives you a lot of experience and you get to be making money rather than worrying and being stressed about bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, meanwhile, check this out. Meanwhile, Alyssa and I are working with one of our most amazing staff members, Dave Nizzolo, to open an ATG ATX. So Alyssa and I, Dave, one of our other staff members, Ian Irby, is going to go down there and help Dave. And then also up in NorCal, Eric Williams, who's been a CrossFit gym owner for a long time. He's a really brilliant guy.
Yep, he was on the call today.
Awesome. He knows so much about running a gym and he knows so much about CrossFit. And we have a tremendous respect for CrossFit. And we want to take, you know, the beautiful aspects of CrossFit and just apply it into ATG. You know, our thing is like, you know, just the system that anyone can do. So a CrossFit gym, he ran, Eric's been running like sled classes and stuff out of the CrossFit gym with amazing results. You know, it goes really well hand in hand to run ATG sessions along with CrossFit, and it makes a CrossFit gym more profitable. But the point is we're all working together in a nice little system to create an actual physical location in Austin, Texas, so that we're not just saying, well, here's how you would open an ATG. We're going to go open an ATG and we're going to really learn the ropes of opening an ATG, which is a very specific thing. You know what I mean? So we're already living the process on opening an actual ATG. Whereas if I did that myself, it really wouldn't be fair because I would already just be getting clients automatically. You know what I mean? It wouldn't be.
Yeah. You wouldn't learn about the process of a new gym.
Yeah. It would be, oh, look at me. Look how easy it is to open an ATG. No, that, you know what I mean? That wouldn't be fair at all. So I'm going to take, you know, I'm going to go where I'm happiest, which is in the trenches without any special assistance, you know? So I'm going to have my Jeep gym and really try to figure out for people how to save money, because any of those things as well, you could use to start a gym easier. You could use to start a garage gym easier. So I it's kind of like with the zero stuff, like the more we build the foundation, then the easier it is for everyone on up the chain. So I'm like, I never thought I would be that stoked to, you know, be trying to make a gym out of my Jeep.
I'm excited because like I'm in a similar situation where I thought my gym would be here already and now it's going to be a bit longer. So I'm training on a hill and with like a ring and a few bits and pieces. And so this is, you know, I'm going to be doing the same thing alongside. So it's cool for me too.
Yep. And I am actually, you know, I'm always transparent about this stuff. I am working on my own internal resistance sled, because I think we need something kind of in the middle where you can still load weight onto it. So with the tank sleds, there's kind of a big gap between the M1 and the M4. There's like a huge gap, and it's also a big price gap. And so, you know, I'm also promoting them. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's awesome. And I have both of them, but I can't really travel around. The M4 is too big to travel around with. The M1 is not quite enough. Like, for me, I wouldn't feel comfortable giving LeBron James a workout on the M1, but I'd feel very comfortable having LeBron James backward drag the M1 up a hill 100 meters. You see what I mean? Like, that's going to be a life. That is going to be a life-changing session. 100 meters forwards, 100 meters backwards is going to be life-changing if you have a slight hill. So if we start from the top, turf and sled, nothing beats that. Turf and sled, it's unbelievable when you really know what you're doing with that. It makes you, you can train anyone, grandmas, grandpas, the world's best athletes can walk in and have life-changing sessions. Underneath that, these tank sleds are phenomenal. Underneath that, the treadmill not turned on is actually pretty damn good. Under that, though, we have hills. And rather than just saying hills, that's where I'm going to really be diving in. So yesterday, Keegan, I actually did hill sprints. So I sprinted up the hill with Lucky. And then at the top, I would do bottom quarter VMO squat pulses. So I put my slam board at the top. So I'd sprint to the top, and then I'd pulse until the VMO is like on fire. And then I'd walk back down the hill. And Alyssa actually showed how you can totally regress that. Like, you can put your hands on a table or something. Like, anyone can. I've seen 80 plus year old Asians on social media going viral for basically being able to do VMO squat pulses, you know, in their 80s. Yeah. And, but anyone can get back to that. So I actually found a very similar feeling of the turf and the sled by doing hill sprints with VMO squat pulses. However, I can't have grandmas and grandpas go telling them to sprint up a hill. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I had Alyssa warm up by, Alyssa had Onyx on her, and she got a good burn by walking backwards up the hill next to a railing. So there was safety. So it's not like as smooth as a sled and turf, but there's a lot we can do with a hill. And I think that the tank M1 sled plus hill, I think might be like a real cheat code for someone who doesn't have a turf and sled.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the reverse sprinting up the hill is really good, but that's incredible. Then much more aggressive. Like, it's not where you're going to start someone who's got knee pain. So you need to be able to find those gradients as you talk about. So yeah, I love it. That's cool. It's another level of innovation in the program, and coaches are going to get it too. So really cool.
Yeah. And there can be a little bit of risk involved of like using hills at full intensity, just based on the surface and stuff like that. Whereas if you have a light sled to slow things down, you can actually increase the work we're trying to get. Yeah. For example, I loved the workout sprinting up the hill and doing the VMO squat pulses, but it didn't work my feet and Achilles the way that a heavier loaded sled would. You see what I mean? So it's not, I never want someone to think like that some, you know, alternate actually replaces the real thing. And let's face it.
Your feet don't burn on the hill because it's not heavy.
Yeah. I checked the local gyms around here and no one had turf and sled. You see what I mean? So I wouldn't be having to go do this if the local gyms all were set up, you know, with ATG stuff. Also, the sled belts is like a dead zone. You have to buy like two different, you have to buy a strap and a belt, separate purchases. They're made for like, you know, strongman activities, which is awesome. But like, I'm also working on a sled belt to just make things cheaper. I'm just trying to make things like straight to the point of what people need for the ATG system. So if we had our own internal resistance sled, and I market it that way, I don't have to pay all that marketing budget. And we have a one purchase, not having to buy two items just to put a belt around, you know, just one belt purchase to save money. You could take that thing right onto your sidewalk in your neighborhood. So that's actually how I'm staging out my year. And living in a little apartment right now, right? So I'm living basically at the base of the Griffith Park. Like, when you go down into the city, I'm right there. So I zip up, you know, in my Jeep, I'm up there in like 4 minutes. It's unbelievable. But I'm planning in 6 months to go to more of like a neighborhood and live out of a house and take my internal resistance sled right onto the sidewalk each day, because you can't do that with like an actual sled. It's too noisy and it's too choppy on the pavement. But with these internal resistance sleds, and if you belt up and you do push pull, I'm telling you can get a 10 out of 10 burn. So currently, if you're a pretty strong person, I do think you'd have to get the Tank M4. If you work with the Tank M1, it's like you can get that burn, but I just think it's going to take more reps. Whereas the Tank M4 is like, it actually resists so much that the harder you push it, you can't get any momentum going. Like LeBron James wouldn't be able to just sprint with it. Like it resists you the harder you push it. And that's actually pretty cool, because someone older can have the same resistance setting as LeBron James, and it just kind of slowly goes along. But the harder he pushes, the more it resists against him. So already some phenomenal options, and it's nothing against that company. I just believe that, number one, I know I can bring it to market more affordably because I'm going to market it myself and not have to pay for marketing. And number two is I think we just need something kind of in between the M1 and the M4, with the option of adding weights on top so that you can you could kind of train anyone with it, because the M4 is too big and bulky for my mom at home to use, but the M1 is not really enough resistance. Like my dad likes the M4 better because it actually like slows him down. You know what I mean? Like it really slows things down enough. So anyways, sorry if I'm just kind of ranting, you know, on the difference there, but I'm just going to try to make something in between the two with a great sled strap and with a pole, so you can plate load and you can get, you know, as much resistance as you want.
Yeah, just on the entrepreneurial side of that, like I don't think anyone should be scared to innovate. And if they feel like they can do something better, then that's a good thing. And, you know, I think the guys making these M1, M4s are going to, they're going to continue to innovate as well. And that's the best thing, you know, like that's how the world gets better. Like, yeah. Exactly. And there's so many guys doing that in the space now, like with different slant boards and different tip bars. And, you know, I think it's just cool that people run with their ideas and test their ideas. And if they've got a better program, then, you know, show the world, like, you know, exactly. that's how it's going to get better. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, so I'm fired up as heck. I'm going to go out there shortly. Alyssa's been training every day, which is so much fun to be, you know, training with her every day. We're going to go back up to that hill. She was doing hill sprints yesterday and doing the VMO pulses. So, there's a mama doing, because the hill sprint actually, you know, it's a harder workout, but it's more joint friendly. But then those squat pulses are, you could take anyone in the world and get incredible synovial fluid to the joint, build strength in the VMO. You know what I mean? So that's my best, you know. So if you think about the cost there, sled is free, or I mean, a hill is free, and then a slant board is super cheap. So that like, that's my current best alternate if you don't have a sled. And then the Tank M1 is my best if you're, I think that one you can get for maybe like $750, $850, you know.
It's not the worst, you know, balancing on the ball of the feet for those VMO bounces either.
Good idea. That's a good idea. It's a little bit harder, you know,
yeah, for someone harder.
who's a beginner. But I did show like,
it's not ridiculous.
When I shot the video yesterday, I did show like, you don't have to have the slant there. Like you can do it on the floor on the balls of your feet. And that may get some of those foot benefits that we missed by not getting the slower forward driving. So that's a good point. Plus in our system from the FHL calf raise, you know, it's the more understanding you have, you really don't have to miss out on anything, you know?
No.
Yeah. So the
that real one was question, definitely,
when are you going to come visit and you better be in shape, because I'm going to be making my goal. My goal is always that in person, when I train someone, I'm going to kick their ass on the sled. To show them that strength has different components, you know what I mean? And that your feet and your knees and your stamina and these athletic positions, that those should not be thought of as some little off thing on the side, and that your squats and deadlifts are awesome, but are not the most universally necessary. compared to some of these more fundamental things like forward and backward on the sled. So I'm definitely crafting this routine so that people who come here are going to be like, they're going to get a workout with no pain, but literally like one of the hardest workouts they've ever done. So what's travel looking like? When are you going to get out here?
I'm planning to be there for April. April in Florida is the plan. But
yeah. All 100 spots booked. ATG Expo. 100 ATG coaches from around the world coming. We've booked out a convention center. There will be tank sleds and back extensions as far as the eye can see.
These guys are going to be there. You know, there's so much excitement already for this. It's going to be huge. It definitely can change a person's path in life. Like I've run a bunch of events, but these are going to have like another level of energy and the connections, like you already saw from Sacramento, and the guys are still talking about it. You know, guys are collaborating on programs. They're having calls with each other. They're catching up for sessions. They're like, you know, so it's going to become such a strong network. And we've both felt it as well. Like having all these guys that you can, you know, ask questions and run ideas past and just connect with. And it's so good to have the network. It's like hard to put it's an intangible thing that's just so valuable.
Yeah. Colleagues and mentors is priceless. I mean, like it saves you so much money. like if I would have known what I know now, I would have been able to, like, I would have just kept running my garage gym, you know what I mean? And been getting like great results and, you know, gradually increasing prices and, you know, building out a simple online system so that my clients who are loving it, when they went away, I didn't have to be like, well, see you later. You know, they could have stayed on as a membership. And like there's so much that we've all gone through and that we're still going through. Meaning you can see, like, I really have learned this myself. So now that it's like, okay, we want to polish making an ATG gym. Okay, well, I'm going to do that without me being the one there so that it's not unfair. And I'm going to bring in Eric Williams, who's an expert on CrossFit gyms for 10 plus years. You see what I mean? Like Eric is a mentor to me. I'm a mentor to Eric. You see what I mean? I'm a mentor to Eric on ATG. Eric's a mentor to me on the idea of a gym community from CrossFit, you know what I mean? Not to mention gym finances and things like that. So I think it's really cool. And at the end of the day, I mean, in life, you know, the joy we get from our families, the joy we get from our friendships, our communities, these end up being really priceless things at the end of the day. You know what I mean? The joy I got being back home in Florida the last month, getting to train with my staff, you know what I mean? Get it like, you can't, oh my God, like getting to train at an ATG style gym with my staff there compared to being on my own or going to a regular gym every day is like, you can't wait for it. You know what I mean? It's just like priceless, priceless moments every day. So definitely can't wait to see you at the expo. Killer work on the coaching levels. It's so much simpler, makes so much more sense, so much faster that someone can become a level one now in 3 months rather than, you know, much, much longer. And that the level two and three are not as dogmatic and more about, you know, about involvement and action and helping the group. You know, so it's more achievable for anyone rather than just like, well, level three means you could do a one arm chin up and you can do a backflip on one leg. And you know what I mean? Like, so, yeah. So I think you knocked it out of the park and hope everyone liked the update. We'll be working hard this week. Anything else you want to say to the guys?
Nope. I think we covered everything. It's be excited, keep going. I mean, you guys, what I was thinking there was like how far ahead these guys are than when I was in my 20s. Like these guys are coming at like 22, 23. They got a program online. They're doing Nordics. They're banging out all these things. I'm like, you know, that didn't even exist when I was, you know, let alone like 1 year into your coaching journey that guys are doing some of this stuff, like Graham Tuttle just blowing up, you know, Zach Woodford, like these guys have come so far. You know, he was at the gym when we were over there at your place and, you know, not too much confidence. And now he's got his own program.
Right. He had hundreds of followers. Now he has over 10,000 followers and he's training professional soccer players. That was his goal. He's in his early 20s. Training professional soccer players to life-changing results.
Yeah. Yeah. Graham's trained NFL players and yeah, it's like, it's happening so fast for these guys, and it's good because they're in there doing the work, and you know, you're opening up the door and opportunity for them, but they're doing the work and they're showing up and they're getting better at everything. And yeah, it's just so cool. Like, how fast it's going to be 5 years from now. Like, it's really hard to like see how it's going to be, but
yeah. And it's going to be strong because every decision we're making is, how do we make the decision where everyone wins? You know what I mean? Because there'd be a lot of ways to run this where only certain, you know, types would win within it. And we're just going to keep making the decision where everyone wins, because there's such an abundance out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if you think about the industry at large, I woke up a few mornings ago and I had three different messages in my inbox. One, the person was told they needed a knee replacement and now they don't. That's $35,000 to $57,000 per knee. The next was someone who was told they needed a meniscus surgery, but it was that knee dislocation thing I talked about, meaning the meniscus is doesn't need surgery, and it was just misdiagnosed. And they were like, thank goodness they found out about that, and now they don't need a surgery. And then the third one was someone who had been on painkillers, like hardcore prescription painkillers for the last like 8 years, and now they're off the painkiller. So all of our price and stuff compared to the money we're saving, because that $35,000 to $57,000, even if you have insurance or this, that, like, that's taxpayer money. Like, it comes from somewhere, you know what I mean? So I feel like ATG, our role, only will create more abundance, because the more we spread, the more people are empowered, the happier people will be. The less, I used to think it cost, honestly, at least $20,000 to start a gym, at least $20,000. And now I would say that you could start a gym with two slant boards. Honestly, I think you could start, because you could just do classes with those, from calf stretching to hamstring stretching to Poliquin pulses to VMO squats. You see what I mean? To
ATG near a hill. If you can do it near a hill, or
find on the local ads a treadmill that doesn't work anymore.
Drag a tire. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
ultimately that's our goal. Every decision is, okay, is this going to actually improve the economy at large? And even if we're only 1% of 1% of 1%, but are we doing our role within that, you know, to improve the economy at large, to improve well-being at large? So I'm so happy to be a part of it. I'm more excited about, you know, the group than anything personal with myself. I don't know about you.
100%. Like, that's what it's about now. Like, we've done pretty well, and things are good. Things are going to continue to be good. The fun now is like, how many people can we get to where we are and beyond? You know, that's the challenge now. And it's a different challenge, and it's a good challenge. Like, how do we set up systems where other people are going to experience, you know, what we've experienced? And I think, you know, it's getting closer. And to think we would have been having this kind of conversation, you know, a couple of years ago when we were messaging each other on Instagram, when neither of us really had too much going on as far as online businesses and stuff. Like, it's come a long way pretty fast, and it's a good thing.
Yep. That reminds me of Ben Clairfield, who's an unbelievable personal trainer, high-end personal trainer. I was never a high-end personal trainer. I got to where professional athletes were wanting to train with me, but my style was always, I'm going to train with you, you know, like literally with you, you know what I mean? Like,
and I was you too.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to train with you, and I'm going to be gathering this data to help people online. You know, even starting 3 years ago, my whole mission was to be training the best I could to then make the online program so that anyone could afford it the best that could be. The point is that coaches get to learn from so many sources now, you know what I mean? So that was just another aspect I wanted to mention, is that by using the community, it's so strong that you could be learning 10, 20, 30 years of hard won knowledge from people in different areas. So many of these younger coaches, by real measurement, will be better than you and I, because 100%. They all around will be better, because they will be able to take the expertise, boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? And you and I will be able to keep specializing in our roles within that team. You know, but that's how you make the best team, is not by everyone trying to be a nail or everyone trying to be a hammer. I'm the hammer, you're the nail, boom, you know?
they're going to go intern with each other. And that's, you know, that's where it's going to be, you know, huge, like those human connections that they make. It's not just information, but it's the fact that there's that good energy where people can have an honest, open discussion or, you know, go and spend time together. Like that's what's going to accelerate these journey. And yeah, I mean, I'd be a much better coach now with professional teams than with the teams that, you know, I won with the teams that I worked with. I would do a much better job of it now with the knowledge that we have now. So these guys have a huge advantage, you know, over where I was before. And I think still from, you know, what's happening in a lot of teams and a lot of gyms. So, I mean, it's to prove in the results, and the results will speak for themselves. So that's the game, is to spread it and we'll see.
Yep. All right. Well, a lot of fun stuff ahead. Maybe next chat, we can discuss, you know, our own personal training stuff going on, you know, with ourselves, what our goals are, because I think it's always good to stay motivated on the next goal. I'm doing a whole new diet for myself, trying to put on muscle. I'm hitting, you know, the top volumes on my ATG Essentials program allows different volume each day. So I'm lifting at full volume. I'm not skipping upper body sessions anymore. And, you know, trying to be more respected in the fitness community with some nice, I want to look like up there at the top, you know, overlooking LA. I want to look like a Greek god up there, because that's, people just respect it, you know? So
I think you already do. And I think you got tons of respect, but it's still, I get it. Like, it's good to stay
hungry. We got to be motivated for the next thing. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, we got to be even better.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm keen to have that conversation. I'd love to hear how it's going and what you're noticing with some of your volumes. So yeah, I look forward to that.
I've been noting down my diet, and I've been, you know, with the training, it's simple. I'm just hitting top volumes, and I'm not doing what I used to do, which was top volume on legs and bottom volume on upper, you know, and then it's also a product, you know, of you're going to have the diet is going to have to be there to support more muscle mass. You know what I mean? But I feel like the sled is the trick that's allowing me, I'm already gaining more muscle mass, but the sled is the trick that's allowing me to do that. But still, it almost like simulates being, I feel like the sled simulates having good genetics, you know, like, if you have tough genetics for building muscle and you're not athletic, like you can't run fast, jump high, and you have like lots of tendon and joint pains, that's a lot of us, you know what I mean? Is those kind of genetics. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the sled, I feel like it switches all that, you know what I mean? Because you're getting, I feel like the lactate for the growth hormone output is absurd. And now all of a sudden it's like having stronger, thicker tendons, because you're, you know, we talked about this in the short range podcast, but you're setting up to actually build thicker tendons, you know, like that's a genetic thing itself. It's just how thick the tendons are. And now you can put on the volume of training and the volume of food. Also the conditioning effect makes the training volume feel much easier. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, when you're just doing like set after set and you're able to like really put on muscle mass easier. So I think that's another thing. It's like guys with great, you know, genetics for that stuff, faster recovery. So it's, anyways, we already started, you know, next week. That'll be next week.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I got some thoughts there, but yeah, let's save for the next one.
Next one, we will title How to Build the Body of a Greek God while, you know, through the ATG system, or while building, you know, elite joints or something like that. You know what I mean? So
good plan.
All right. Killer work.